Bread aisle, are you ready to rock? Dave's Killer Bread is the country's number one organic bread for a reason. Always delivering killer taste, killer texture, and killer nutrition. This isn't bread. This is bread amplified.
What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation? Where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Thanks for listening to the Legacy Church Podcast. We hope this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life. Follow us on social media at Legacy Church GA or visit lcga.info to learn more.
Well, this is my favorite day of the year because it's the one day where we have an opportunity to sort of pause and reflect on the what and the why of what we're celebrating today. It's an opportunity for us to just sort of pause from all the busyness and the parties and the cooking and the presents and just sort of gather together and be reminded of why we're here. I love this moment. It's a moment where we can finally just take our collective breath and just pause and remember what Christmas is all about. But what is Christmas all about? It's not the estimated 1 billion packages that will have been delivered this Christmas. Hopefully yours has arrived already, although I did learn that Amazon Prime members can still order today for a Christmas arrival. So if you're wondering about that, anyone here willing to admit that they're not done shopping? See, no men are going to raise their hands in this moment right now. No husbands are going to raise their hands. What is Christmas all about? I don't think it's the 22 million turkeys or the 318 million pounds of ham that will be consumed on Christmas, but not as much cream cheese because, as you know, Kraft sent out a notice and said there's such a shortage of cream cheese that they were willing to pay you $20 not to make a cheesecake. Did anybody take Kraft up on that offer? $20 not to make a cheesecake. I don't think Christmas is really even about the 50 miles or more that an estimated 100 million people will travel at Christmas over the river and through the woods to grandma's house. Christmas is all about the simple message that the Creator God became a human being, came to earth in the form of a baby. That is the simple message of Christmas, that God has come to earth. The Gospel of Matthew records the account of Jesus' birth, and in Matthew chapter 1, it tells us this, that this is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife, but he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Now that phrase, Emmanuel, God with us, is what I want to focus on for just a few moments. That's the simple message of Christmas. God with us. This is the most important birth story in all of human history. In fact, it's been said that history swings on the hinge of a door of a stable in Bethlehem. And it's true. You see, before Jesus, you could not even look at the face of God. The presence of God, in fact, was terrifying. Before Jesus, God appeared to man in other forms. To Abraham, he appeared as a smoking fire pot, basically an intense amount of heat that was in between two carcasses of animals that Abraham had sacrificed. To Moses, he appeared as a burning bush. To the Israelites, God's people in the Old Testament, he appeared as a pillar, a cloud, guiding them by day and night. But now with the birth of Jesus, God has become a baby, in the form of a baby. Now, everybody loves a baby, right? I mean, who doesn't love a baby? Everybody loves a newborn baby because the baby's all, the cheeks are all puffy. And if, I don't know if you've seen that emoji where it's the two fingers like squeezing the baby cheeks. That's one of my favorite ones to use. At least, you know, everybody loves a baby that's not pooping, not spitting up, not crying, right? That's like the trifecta of danger. Like, I have an almost one-year-old, so I know it's like flashing danger. You bring a new baby into a gathering, and maybe you've experienced that at Christmas or another time of the year. Everybody wants to hold the baby. The baby gets passed around. Nobody cares about you as the parent. You can tell, I'm not bitter. I'm okay. Nobody cares about you as the parent. They're there to see the baby. The reason, I think, is that babies are just accessible, aren't they? They are accessible. There's no walls put up. There's no judgments made. There's innocence. It's not terrifying, you know, unless they're crying or pooping or spitting up. But for the most part, they are accessible. You see, with the birth of Jesus and God coming in the form of a baby, God is now accessible. You can meet him face to face. You can have an encounter with him. And more than that, you can now have a personal relationship because Jesus is God in the flesh. Yes, he is God. In fact, this text in Matthew is the first of many claims in the New Testament that Jesus is God in the flesh. John 1 tells us that the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. You know, one of the things that makes people relatable is that they have experienced things that you have experienced. They can relate to your experiences because they have also gone through it. Take, for example, a medical procedure. Now, I know we have some guests with us, so I'm not going to name the medical procedure that I had this last year, but I'll just say that, because I want you to come back, I'll just say that I had the procedure where in the preparation, you have to drink a lot of fluid that cleanses your system, okay? I think that's an appropriate description. We do have kids in the room. But before this procedure, in conversation, I found out that a few of my friends had the same procedure. And so they were sharing with me their experience. And they shared with me the, you know, hey, it really just tastes like Gatorade. It's like a bad Gatorade. And you'll be okay. And you'll get through it. It's not as bad as everybody says it is. And so once I had a few conversations with friends who had also gone through it, I felt more at ease. I said, okay, I can do this. I can get through this. Now, you didn't expect to hear the pastor talk about this on Christmas Eve, did you? Well, there you go. Welcome. You see, when Jesus entered our world, he became like us. He walked among us. He had the same human experiences and emotions that we have. Grief, loss, joy, anger, fatigue, hunger, sadness. See, this is the withness of God, not witness, but withness. And it is the withness of God that gives Jesus the ability to know what it's like to be us. And I think that's one of the most powerful truths of Jesus, that Jesus knows what it's like to be you. His withness, because he's gone through it. It reminds me of one of the most powerful human expressions, and it's empathy. Now, empathy is different from sympathy, because empathy not only feels the feelings that someone else feels, but in empathy, you actually place yourself in that position, in their shoes. You feel their pain in the way that they feel it. Brené Brown says of empathy that empathy has no script. There is no right way or wrong way to do it. It's simply listening, holding space, withholding judgment, emotionally connecting and communicating that incredibly healing message of you're not alone. You see, in God's witness, he went beyond just empathy and literally took on our existence as humans and lived the human experience. Now, Christmas, we know, is a time for joy and celebration and parties and meals together and presents and gathering around the tree and grandma's sweet potato casserole and all the desserts and all the stuff that comes with it. But it's also a tough time for many, especially if you're experiencing loss. Maybe it's the loss of a loved one. And for me, it's a tough year because it's the first Christmas without my dad, who we lost in September. And maybe it's the first Christmas for you without a loved one, or it's still fresh in your mind and heart because it's only been a few years. And so this time of year is tough because there's a song or a place or a food that triggers a memory of that person. If that's you, I want you to hear this, that you are not alone. God is with you. Maybe you haven't lost a loved one, but you're experiencing a different kind of loss. Maybe you've lost your kids. And I'm not talking about physically lost your kids, like you know where they are. But you've lost them in the sense that you've tried really hard as a parent, but they've made some decisions that you haven't agreed with, and now there's tension in the home, and you have this feeling like you are just one maybe argument away from the relationship being severed. You are not alone. God is with you. Or maybe you've lost your health. Maybe you've received a diagnosis that rocked your world, and things you could once do with ease you struggle with because your physical health is not what it once was. And you feel that loss. You are not alone. God is with you. Or maybe you've lost a relationship. I don't have to convince any of you that in this highly politicized and polarized world, you've lost a friend, maybe, or even a family member over mask or no mask, over vaccine or no vaccine, over remote or in person, over Republican or Democrat, over Black Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter or All Lives Matter, and you feel alone. You are not alone. God is with you. Friends, the message of Christmas, God with us, is the undoing of loneliness. It's the reminder that no matter what you're going through, God knows what it's like. He's not disconnected. He's with us. And more than that, you can know him personally. One of the things that we know we've missed over the course of this pandemic is live concerts. And I've noticed over recent months some of my friends returning to a live concert, and they'll post a picture on social media and they'll maybe comment about how great it feels to return to a live venue, maybe for the first time in several years or something like that. Now, I want you to imagine with me just for a moment, if you were to experience a live concert of your favorite artist, think about that for just a moment. Who would that be for you? For my wife, it would be Carrie Underwood. She's seen her in concert several times. For me, it would be the Backstreet Boys. I'm just kidding. No. I didn't think that I could get that out very, very quickly. For me, it would probably be Zac Brown. I've seen Zac Brown several times in concert. Now, let's just say I gave you a free ticket to see your favorite artist in concert. And then I said to you, hey, but there's one more thing. I have an all-access pass for a meet and greet afterwards. And it's all yours, totally free. How excited would you be? You see, in God with us, we don't just have an experience of God. We're not just attending the concert. In God with us, we have an all-access pass to God through Jesus. We can know Him face to face. We don't just have a seat way up in the rafters and the nosebleeds. We have a meet and greet with God Himself. See, Jesus said this about Himself in John 14 when He said, "Anyone who loves Me will obey My teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." You see, in the birth of Jesus, God has moved into the neighborhood. And when we receive His free gift of salvation, He comes and makes His home in us. He comes into our hearts. He lives in us. His Spirit lives in us and pushes out the darkness and brings the light. Now, there was a lot of darkness in the first century surrounding Jesus' birth. Political turmoil, social unrest marked the end of Herod the Great's reign right about the same time of Jesus' birth. And the years that followed brought even more tremendous unrest. Any of that sound familiar? See, God's people had long hoped for a Messiah that would be king in the way of David, a mighty king that would come and lead a revolution and overthrow the oppressive Roman Empire. They imagined a king born in a palace and draped in expensive robes, but what they got was a baby born in a barn, or more likely a cave, draped in cheap cloth with the smell and sound of animals close by, matched by the sounds of a crying baby. God with us. Friends, may I suggest that what we need this Christmas more than anything else is the abiding presence of Jesus. We don't need all the presents. We need His presence. We need His presence in the midst of darkness. We need His presence when the diagnosis comes or when the job doesn't come or when the child drifts. We need His presence when the night falls and the silence is deafening and we're left alone in an empty house. We need His presence when the fighting starts or when the caring stops. We need His presence just to make it through life. His faithful and enduring presence is sometimes all we have, but His faithful and enduring presence is all we need. The Scripture reminds us that never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Jesus said in Matthew 28, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." He is with us always. One of the songs you might hear and be familiar with at Christmas time is "I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day." Now, I will spare you the pain of singing it. What you may not know is the story behind the song. Its author, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, was a poet who in 1861 experienced the tragic loss of his wife. She died in a fire, and he was also critically injured to the point where he could not attend the funeral. The next year, Christmas of 1862, Longfellow wrote in his journal, "A Merry Christmas, say the children, but that is no more for me." 1863, and you probably know about what was going on this time. The country is embroiled in the Civil War. Longfellow's son joined the army, went off to war, and was injured. In November of 1863, he went to get his son and bring him back home and nurse him back to health. It was on Christmas Day, 1863, when Longfellow penned one of the phrases, one of the refrains of this song. It started as a poem and became a song, and he penned these words. "And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men." Maybe you're feeling similar this Christmas. Maybe as you look around you and see the hate, the division, the mocking, the despair, you bow your head. But that is not the end. It's not the end of the poem. It's not the end of the story. The very next refrain, Longfellow penned these words, "Then ring the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men." God with us. It's really a wild idea, isn't it? Can you really be with God? You might be sitting there listening to this saying, well, I feel so far from God. My life is not what I hoped it would be or dreamed it would be. I'm struggling with addiction or juggling so many different things that I can barely keep my head above water. So the idea, you might say, that God is with me sounds nice, but it just doesn't feel like it. You see, God with us is not dependent on our ability to go to him or find him, but instead on his decision to come to us. His decision to leave heaven for earth, to trade eternity for time and space, to be with us. 1 John 4 says, "This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." Jesus, born in a manger to die on a cross. Jesus is God's message to you and to me that there is absolutely no length to which he won't go to bring us back to himself, to be with us. God with us. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we are grateful that you have come, that you're in our midst, that we have access to you because of Jesus, that we can have a relationship with you, because you decided to trade heaven for earth, to leave eternity for time and space in the form of a baby, and call us back to yourself.
We hope you've enjoyed this message and pray God's blessing upon you. Remember to follow us on social media at Legacy Church GA or visit lcga.info to learn more.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.